Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello and welcome to your Red Friday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, November 19th.
Yeah, listen, I think you see it in this league every Sunday that there are teams that get beat that aren't favored to get beat. From my standpoint as a coach, I mean, every day is important for you, preparation, how you handle it mentally. Do you let yourself get carried away with what went on, against the Raiders, or do you bear down and get yourself right for a good Cowboy team coming in? And starting today, and one day at a time, one play at a time, that whole thing there so becomes so important. So that's where we're at. We look forward to people coming to Arrowhead. I'm not going to sit here and tell you we don't want them excited. We like that. I mean, that's a great thing. But as a football team, we got to make sure we take care of our business.
As we've said all week, we didn't really expect Andy Reid to fully lean into the Chiefs offense's back narrative. But the hope in Kansas City is that the Legion of Zoom we saw again on Sunday is back this Sunday. We know the Chiefs have to continue to do what they did against the Las Vegas Raiders, but this game against the Dallas Cowboys has all the makings of the 2018 shootout between the Chiefs and the Los Angeles Rams that saw 105 total points. The Cowboys' offense that will take the field at Arrowhead Stadium is at or near the top in virtually every offensive category in the NFL. The Chiefs are in a similar circumstance, which almost seems more impressive given their early season struggles on offense. The Chiefs' defense has come on the past three games, and the Cowboys' defense is building off a dominant performance against the Atlanta Falcons. However, these two offenses are different animals entirely, which does mean we could be in for that type of shootout, again the one on Monday Night Football in 2018. Lucas Niang was the only Chiefs player who has not practiced this week, and the door remains open for a possible Clyde Edwards-Helaire return. Both teams entered this game relatively healthy, though it is worth mentioning the Cowboys did have to place pass rusher Randy Gregory on IR last week with a calf injury, and star left tackle Tyron Smith has missed the last two games with an ankle injury. He will try to play on Sunday.
Yeah, I think just taking what was there, especially early in the game, not trying to force it, letting the big plays kind of come to me, and I think we saw that. When you're patient, you take what's there and you execute, defense will eventually come up, and then you'll be able to hit some of those shots later in the game.
Yeah, it's no secret that the Chiefs desperately needed an offensive explosion like the one we saw against Vegas. This offense had been slumping in a way we've never seen in the Mahomes-Reed tenure. Now, it's time to prove the game against the Raiders was the norm and not an outlier. It's been relatively easy to spot the issues plaguing the Chiefs early in the season, but then again, it hasn't been as easy to fix on the field. Getting that confidence boost against the Raiders right before this all-important game against the Cowboys could wind up being a monumental part of this Chiefs season. Dallas can create turnovers. They've forced a total of 17 on the season, and they come into this game second in the NFL as a defense with 14 picks on the year. But you certainly wouldn't call them what is a lockdown defense. The Chiefs are looking to stay atop the newly reclaimed AFC West, and this is the type of game that can catapult them right back into the Super Bowl conversation.
I think it's more so just having fun with a win than anything. I think when we do go out there and play with that type of energy, that type of mentality, and just that confidence in everybody, not just in yourself, but in everybody on every single play, no matter what's called. I think that's what we were really playing with.
What is almost weird to say is Travis Kelce is still having a spectacular season. But we haven't really noticed in Kansas City because it's a little down from the absurd bar that he set for himself. Perhaps Kelce doesn't want to admit this, but the Chiefs were missing some of that swagger. And that's exactly what it felt like over the first several weeks of the season. Winning solves a lot of problems in the NFL, but part of why this particular team is so fun is because of those personalities we've seen grow over the years. And speaking of that,
Coach talks about that each and every week. Allow your personalities to show. You know, we strive to our guys. It's not about being perfect. We would love to go out and play a perfect game, all right? Stop listening and block out all the excess stuff that is being said about you and make sure that we're just focused on us. And the thing about it, I thought our guys over the past few weeks have just really honed in on just focusing on the details of what needs to be done. But on top of that, enjoying what we do and not trying to be perfect at what we're doing.
The Chiefs offensive coordinator acknowledged his team's energy heading into last week's game and admitted they want to see that personality on display again this week. Personality seemed to be the new buzzword at One Arrowhead Drive on Thursday.
Well, they're the number one offense in the league in a few different categories. So Dak is very good. So is Ezekiel. I mean, they're both good football players, Pro Bowl football players. So along with their cast there, they've got a lot of good players on that side of the ball. It's a great challenge for our defense. And so the guys know that. You turn on the tape, you can see it. But that's why we do. That's why we do this too. So our guys will work hard on trying to make sure they understand the scheme. They do a nice job. Coordinator, head coach, are both really creative offensive minds. So we'll just bear down this week, make sure we get ourselves right.
While this Chiefs offense has been the best group in football over the last few years, Dallas has snatched that title from them at least midway through the 2021 season. Dak Prescott is playing at an MVP level and commanding the line of scrimmage at a Peyton Manning, Drew Brees IQ level. When you add in offensive weapons like Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, and Michael Gallup, who just returned from IR last week, this offense is a tall task for opposing defenses to slow down. They've also got a pretty nice tight end of their own in Dalton Schultz, who's enjoying a breakout season. This is without a doubt the biggest test for the Chiefs defense this season, and we'll find out a lot about their outlook moving forward once Sunday's game is in the books.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, first off, I mean, he's a tremendous leader. I mean, that's, I think that you can see that even when you're just watching as a fan of him and of them. And so for him, he's a tremendous leader. He's been a starter in the league for a long time now. He's athletic. You can see that by the way he played in college, and he can make a lot of big-time throws. And so they have a great offense over there. They have a great team over there. So it'll be a great challenge for us to going up against them this week.
The last time the Chiefs played the Dallas Cowboys was back in 2017 with Alex Smith leading the charge. Patrick Mahomes was on the sideline for that game as it was his rookie year as an understudy to Smith. The Cowboys won in Dallas 28-17, but if you recall, they trailed 14-3 just before the half. And that's when Smith hit Tyreek Hill across the middle on what wound up being a touchdown as time expired. Let's go to the Hail Mary.
There it is to Hill. The whole brigade around him. Hill gets around Scandrick. Look at Hill go! Impossible! Touchdown, Kansas City! How did they do that?
Mahomes, who grew up in the Texas area, naturally grew up a Cowboys fan and has a lot of respect for the play of Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. This one may mean a little bit more to QB1 than just what would be a regular Week 11 matchup.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you have that many interceptions, that means you know what's going on. You have an understanding of what the offense is trying to do. So you definitely have an eye on him at all times because he's going to wait for his opportunity. And usually when he gets his hands on it, he ends up making the catch. So definitely a great player, someone you have to pay attention to on every single snap. And try to find ways that you can have success in either other places or on him in certain areas.
Another key player to watch in this game is second-year Cowboys cornerback Trayvon Diggs, who's enjoying a breakout year of his own. Diggs currently leads the NFL with 8 interceptions on the season, and he'll be someone to keep an eye on throughout Sunday's contest. Diggs, a former wide receiver and brother of Stephon Diggs, he shows it on a weekly basis, making spectacular interceptions look easy. While he's become an impressive interception artist, Diggs isn't exactly what we would call a lockdown corner, so we shouldn't expect the Chiefs to necessarily avoid him completely on Sunday.
Listen, it feels better in the continuity realm. Having got, well, I'm trying to go back to where, you know, we struggled a little bit, and I know that in that period, Tre'Davious Ward was out, and then I remember Chris has been dealing with, remember he dealt with the wrist for a long time. You know, Melvin Ingram coming here, I think, has been a huge plus for us. Frank was banged up. I'm not trying to blame it on injuries, but it always feels better or seems to come together when you can have some consecutive weeks of the same guys. Now, do we put a couple of wrinkles in there every week? Yeah, so it's not doing the same thing all the time, but the gist of what we do is 70-75%. And when you can get a volume of reps underneath your belt with the same guys talking to the same guy. You know what I'm saying? That, to me, that would be the biggest thing.
The Chiefs' defense was more banged up early on this season than the team initially led on. Some examples include Chris Jones admitting he's played through torn ligaments in his wrist, Frank Clark confirmed he couldn't do lower body work, and Tre'Davious Ward dealt with a quad injury. This defense was struggling at an all-time bad pace early in the year, but appears to have finally turned a corner health-wise and thus production-wise. Ingram has already made his presence known through the locker room, and this defense will face its toughest test of the season against the top-scoring offense in football on Sunday. It's the game of the week, it's the game of the year, and we got you ready here on the Arrowhead Drive for Red Friday, November 19th. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, and while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's Show and BK on your full game preview. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll catch you on Monday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.